The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to Home of Burnaby Rock, episode 115, August 16th, 2024, fifth anniversary show. Made it 5 years. I'm in studio here with Chris this evening.
Hello.
Yeah, Chris is still here, and just having a nice time chatting and playing some great music, and he's giving me some good ideas. I will have a new music episode in 2 weeks, maybe three. It will be the Back to School Spectacular. There will be a George Michael cover. I didn't play George Michael tonight. I love George Michael. He's like one of my favorite. He's a genius, Chris. You weren't around back then. You don't understand. He's the best. But yeah, the George Michael cover of one of the, like, actually it's a Wham song. Now that I think about it, it's a Wham, but it's still George Michael. I mean, give me a break. But again, paying homage to the great artists and the people that have helped this show along over the last 5 years and institutions. Just a shout out to CITR, your charts, and me listening to your station from time to time, even though it's verboten. Great music I found from there. Also, thank you KALX UC Berkeley for your annual lists as well as your charts. David Dean Burkhart, Blaylex and your rock playlist. Earshot, big time. Love Earshot. Love the service. Like the fact that you can for free access the charts from, I don't know, like 35, 40 different stations across the country in any given week. And also Earshot Distro. I think Ricky even had stuff to do with Earshot Distro, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was one of the guys.
He's one of the guys behind Earshot Distro. That is a great, boy, I'm loud right now, but that is a great service, Earshot Distro, and really easy to keep track of stuff. And if you want a syndicated version of my show, you can find it on there. And if you want to download my show, Chris, you can find it on there. I don't know, I think we were talking about that like several months ago. But I'm going to go through the set list. That set, a lot more local stuff in that one. A lot of stuff I heard on this station or got through reviews and stuff. So that started with Sad Photography. That was what we lost from demos 2014 to 2017. Then it was Paula. Blonde, that is off of the eponymous Relaxed Fit album. I have played every single song off of that record on this show.
Good on you.
It's my favorite record of all time, pretty much, I would think. Of course, David Carrier is in Tops, but he is also really involved these days in Born at Midnight. And the most recent single, Spotlight, sounds a lot like old Paula stuff. And that will definitely be on this year's Fun Drive, spectacular year-end best of. It's definitely one of the best songs of this year. After that was Puzzlehead. Of all the Cadian bands, they've played 16 songs. That includes like Big City and all the other stuff. That was probably my favorite of all our stuff. That was Keychain off of Trucks. That was Humans. I like Humans. Great local band. Really important band through the tween teens here on this station and other college stations in town. Then I did play High School Heroin Addicts. Great EP. And then it was Palm from Shadow Expert. A really great band. So many bands I haven't played here tonight that I could have, like Lithix. I played Lithix a lot over the years. I've played like Hooded Fang / Lee Paradise, the Daniel Lee bands that didn't make it on here. I think mainly because just good stuff hasn't come back around. I still have to abide by all my rules in terms of repeating stuff on here. I don't like to repeat myself that often with at least what I play. Just so many great bands, so many people making great music all over. And after that was Pile, was it? Yeah, I did play
definitely Pile. Yeah,
it was definitely Pile. That was off of your Better Than This. You know, I like Pile, Chris. I think they're one of America's great bands.
What do you mean I don't like Pile?
I do.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I thought you
Chris
said
likes Pile, like, too.
Yeah,
Chris loves Pile.
Yeah.
Big fan.
I don't listen to enough Pile. I should.
You should. I would suggest You're Better Than This and Dripping. Those are their better records. And Green and Gray has a lot of good songs on it too. Their new stuff is interesting enough, and there's good stuff to find. And they're going to stay active, I think, as a band and tour and stuff. Probably never come here again, but I've already talked about that on this show. After that was Moon King, a great artist based now out of Toronto, formerly from Windsor, formerly from Detroit. I was really happy to find out they were CanCon, Moon King. That really helped me out a lot at the time. After that was another great Canadian artist originally from Vancouver Island, Wolf Parade, who then defected to Montreal. That was Fine Young Cannibals from the At Mount Zuma release, which was, I guess I moved out here in 2007, and that was like the first record I fell in love with moving out here. Basically, I was a few months in, and I finally fell in with some people in my peer age group, and I went to a house party and had a great time, and this girl drove me, was nice enough to give me a drive home, and I was just blasted, and she put on the new, she was like, I haven't heard the new Wolf Parade yet. I was like, put it on. She put it on, and it wasn't, I remember Soldier's Grin came on, and I've talked about that song before. It has like a minute for, like the best minute and 40 seconds in rock, that song, and I don't know why I played, I also like that song too, Fine Young Cannibals, just is a very complete song, and At Mount Zuma is a great record. For anybody looking back at that band, and then the set finished up with The Strokes, one of my, again, another one of my favorite bands of all time. I remember in the early aughts, like, everybody liked that band. Like, you, anybody who talked about music was like, yeah, The Strokes, hell yeah, great band, the best. Like, they were really important at the time too. They really, like them, obviously White Stripes, and just a lot of great energy in alternative music at that time. And that was Slow Animals off of Come Down Machine, which is, I hate to say this, I think it's their best record, and I think the B-side of that record's better than the A-side. And as an adult, that song, Slow Animals, I think, despite the stuttering in the chorus, I think that is probably the best Stroke song that I know as an adult. Again, I got probably time for two or three more, Chris. What are we looking at here? I'll figure it out. I think I'm good for my numbers, probably, so I can pretty much play anything. Yeah, I'm playing Tyson Gall for sure. I'm definitely playing Tyson Gall on the way out of here. Again, I'll be back in a couple of weeks with something new. I've run out of things to talk about. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. Up next is the Art Show at 8, unless it's Thursday. In which case, the Blur Crusade is up next. If you like the show, there's podcasts, I think. everything's backwards right now. It's a lot easier at home scripting. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. And up next is, I'm going to play some Ty Segall. We'll be right back.
Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is